whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 236. Today is Saturday, October 3rd, 2020. I am your host, Lita. Joining me this week as my co-host is Niecy. Hey, Niecy.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me. Thank
You're
you very
welcome.
Much. Firstly, have to say apologies to the chat room. We do not have a chat room today. We are not doing a live show. There's been some technical issues, so we are coming to you just simply as a video / audio.
Yes.
So I did manage to fix things enough that we're going to do a recording, and this is the recording. So welcome. And for everyone that was in the chat room ready for a show, apologies to you all. Thank you for being there, and thank you for your kind words. And yes, Lita is really audio stuff is, yeah, it's a bit like that.
Well, we'll just blame the Windows update, because that's
Windows,
what warped everything.
Yes. Windows updates are never a good thing. I should have fully double checked right when I went, yeah, of course I'll do Windows update, of course I will, and it balked everything out. So this week we were supposed to have Sarah from Scrubs vs. the World podcast website, all of that. Sai was coming to have a chat to us about his challenge tunes, how he's going with that. We have postponed him for another 2 weeks, so he will be here on the October the 17th. Again, apologies and thank you, Sai, for your understanding. He's a great guy, and I really do look forward to having a chat with him then. So, but just for today, we're going to just get a little episode out. So it's probably not going to be very long, but we just wanted to get a few update stuff out to you, all you guys, and let you know things and stuff, basically. that's probably the best way to say it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. So again, Niecy, thank you for helping me. I appreciate
that. Oh, you're welcome.
All right, so let's get straight into it, and we might as well just talk about our weeks in WoW. Now, for you, I know that you have still been testing and doing some stuff for me. Thank you. So tell everyone, what is the things that you have found so far?
Okay, so we Crummy Time kind of got lost in time while we were busy checking out the more important meat and potatoes, if you will, of Shadowlands itself. Mm-hmm. We finally did circle back around to it after we realized, oh, wait, problem. So we went back and looked at it, and Fair looked at it. Russell helped do some testing and looked at it, and then I looked at it. They didn't look at it as in depth as I did, because I play Bloodthirsty, so I'm more about, you know, kill stats and stuff, because I don't want to get myself flagged. And I found some few interesting things. You can talk to her, it seems like, when you hit level 11 at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I tried level 10 with a spec, without a spec, she wouldn't talk to me to 11. I'm like, okay, that's fine. The Panda Portal does still seem to hinge on the Rel quest to go up to the Skyfire, I believe, the little airship.
Yes.
That's the same as it is now. So that's really hasn't changed. You don't have to go up to the boat to use the portal, but you do have to have the quest to go to the boat to use the portal, if that makes sense for Pandaria. Mm-hmm. Everybody else was as usual. Once you hit the level requirement, you could go through the portal.
Yeah.
So that was fine. No big changes there. When you talk to her, she does kind of bring the mobs, scaling them up to 50. which is interesting. So you can, I guess, in theory, you know, try to stay in an expansion to 50. Yeah. However, I have found you're gonna run into some issues with your challengers because of the way stats are tracked.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like once you get to be approximately 8 levels above where the area would cap out without Crommy time, the kills stop counting on the stat for kills that grant XP or honor.
Mm-hmm.
This took quite a lot of data compiling between my tunes, Russell's tunes, and Fair's tunes, because I didn't have anybody that was at the exact level, but she had one that was above, I had one that was a level below, and then we kind of figured that it's about 8 levels. So Pandaria, Northrend, when you get to about level 38, your kills are going to stop counting, even with Crommy time activated.
Mm-hmm.
So you really can't stay there till 50 on a challenger if you don't want to risk getting flagged for not having enough kills. So you are going to want to watch your stats.
Yeah.
And then, you know, same thing with, where was it? I go down my list here. For Outlands, there was so many. Okay, so it was Northrend and Outlands, excuse me, that we're going to cap out around 30 without Crummy time. So then at 38, you're going to have to watch your kills.
Right.
Northrend, I think Northrend was 30 as well.
Mm-hmm.
They've changed the cap outs, guys. So, you know, it's not where it scales to whatever anymore, because with the level difference and squish, it's a little different now.
Yeah.
So again, you know, around 38 with Northrend. Now WOD is a little different. WOD caps out at 45.
Mm-hmm.
I was having the I believe the 8 level thing applies to WOD as well. Crommy won't talk to you once you get the quest for Shadowlands.
Right.
My 48 hunter on beta had it. I went to go talk to her. She wouldn't talk to me. And I'm like, but I'm not 50 yet. Why won't you talk to me? And she's like, nope. So I was like, oh, okay. So I guess you would have to activate Crommy before 48. And
okay.
I don't know if it automatically stops at 48, or some people are saying, I saw something on WoWhead where when you hit 50, you're automatically teleported out of Crommy time. So
okay.
I don't know if the 8 level thing is really going to apply to WOD,
mm-hmm.
but you're definitely going to want to keep an eye on it,
yep.
for sure.
Okay.
You know, and Legion zones scale, I think, to maybe 45-ish, if I'm remembering correctly, so you're going to want to watch there too. But mm-hmm. BFA zones go to 50.
Yeah.
So I don't think you have an issue there.
Okay.
So and, it's just something to really keep an eye on.
Yeah. And the other thing, I guess, until everything goes live, is whether Blizzard might update that, because considering Crommy time is a very big thing that's coming into play, you would kind of hope that they're going to fix that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we can hope. But that's just where they are right now in beta. So as we all know with beta is gonna beta for mm-hmm. those that have been in there. Everything's subject to change until it goes live, and even then a week or two after it goes live, there might be some hot fixes doing adjustments.
Yeah.
So it's just something to bring to your attention to watch if you are going to utilize Crummy time.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't seeing too much trouble when Crummy time wasn't invoked in the kills counting. As long as you were getting XP from the kill, the stat seemed to be working okay with the small amount that I was playing with it.
Right.
But it's definitely something to keep an eye on to avoid flagging yourself.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's good to know. And obviously, like we said, Crommy time's gonna probably come in as a pretty big thing, especially for challenge tunes. Yeah. I know even for like normal regularing, good word, leader cart word. For normal, you know, for regular tunes, that's jumping around and doing whichever expansion that you want to level on isn't a fantastic opportunity, oh, yeah. you know, for all of us, and more so, I think, for a challenge toon, because you can really be picky choosy with what quests and where you want to go. Oh,
absolutely. So, and I also noticed crossed. Once you talk to her once, you don't have to go back, at least as of right now, you don't have to go back to talk to her to change what timeline you want to scale to 50. Yeah. So it seems like once you invoke her, that's it. It's invoked. Yeah. Unless you go back and talk to her to turn it off.
Yes.
So and I really not... can kind of change off the move.
Yeah. And I know you guys were testing beta stuff, which is fantastic. I did jump into beta to double check Chromie as well. And then I jumped over to the PTR to see what was in PTR, and Chromie's there ready. So everything looks like it's gonna come in pre-patch, which is a week and a bit away.
It's getting closer. Yeah.
Which we'll talk about in a minute, but yeah, there's so it's a very big thing, so just we wanted to make sure that you guys are well aware of what Chromie time in, you know, is coming in. It might be something that you want to go and test on your regular toons or a normal toon before jumping into challenge stuff, because obviously, you know, there's a this is the biggest change that we've had in, what, 16, 17 years for WoW.
Yeah, I mean,
so
it's
massive.
Turned everything upside down.
Yes.
So, I mean, we kind of have, I hate to use the cliche, but it is pretty much a brand new game. Because we're kind of starting over from scratch between the level squish, the Chromie time, all of the new changes coming in. I mean, it's going to be definitely a head scratcher for a little bit as we all collectively try to get our feet back underneath of us. So strongly advise either just playing around with a normal character first to get used to the new things and the new zone caps, because they are very different from what they are now.
Yes.
And you know, or run a tin challenger that can die and keep going, use as a scout, something. Yeah. You're going to want to run some kind of non-challenger or a tin challenger through this stuff.
Practice.
Before you really take out those challengers that you really care about that have made it to certain levels. So...
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely you're going to want to get your hands on it before you actually jump in full feet.
Yes, and we need to see with what goes live, because obviously what's currently being shown in beta, there could be changes, and what's not to say? When it goes live, Blizzard changes things. They adapt things that might all of a sudden, once it goes live, isn't working exactly as intended. You know, they've been known to change things on the fly, so we need to be as safe with leveling, as cautious as we can with taking out the challenge soon. So again, we're just giving you guys the heads up to be, you know, to be careful and cautious and to help you, because there's nothing worse than losing, you know, losing that toon, whether it's a new toon or one that's been around for a long time.
I would
just
would not advise taking your babies out, right? Like your precious children that you've had since, like, I don't know, Pandaria, because I know there's still a couple of those around. I would not advise taking them out right away. I would make a new challenger or just a normal to mess around with and just see how it goes. Because, yeah, with Blizzard, anything's subject to change until it comes out and it's been out for a couple of weeks.
Because
they like to see how the flow's going once things launch. And, you know, they'll make adjustments based on feedback or, you know, what's worked once it gets into live. You know, we don't know, but I would give it, you know, a couple of weeks before you really jump in with those older challengers.
Exactly. Or at least, you know, start afresh and have a play around and, you know, utilize it as that scout, you know, as to what the expansion's going to bring. I know that I will definitely be rolling a new challenge toon just so I can see what's going on once again from leveling from level one through, and you know, just to to see how things go, because
I don't feel as bad if I make a new one coming into a new X pack and it dies like within like 10 levels. I'll be like, oh, that happened. So it's like, that's okay. That was a throwaway. It's all right. It's not one of the ones I've been investing so much time in. So yeah, you know, just, you know, everybody's going to have to adapt. It's a big change for everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just going to take it one step at a time.
Exactly. So that's Chromie time. There's more information, obviously, you can find on Wowhead. And again, you know, if you've got any questions, you can throw some questions at us. We will do the best we can in answering and trying to keep on top of all the information relating to it, especially when it goes live. But I'm super excited for it. I can't wait to see where Shadowlands is going to take us as, you know, challenged players. It's very exciting. So Chromie time's gonna be some fun for sure. Alrighty. What else have you been doing?
So my regular challengers that are in various states of leveling. I did put them on the shelf. They're on vacation because, you know, I knew I wasn't gonna get there to 120 in the time that I had left. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to frustrate myself, because doing Bloodthirsty, that's a lot of lost time with the level squish. And I'm like, nah, I do have other projects that I'm in the middle of. So let me go take care of those right now.
Yeah.
So the challengers are kind of just chilling. I finished my bucket list for BFA. So that was fine.
Nice.
I got a regular character. I know. What is that? a regular hunter that I'm using as a gatherer to try to get some gold going so I can get some more tokens. Got them to 120. Managed to use the weapon I bought for Transmog instead of accidentally selling the first one I bought that went missing from my bag. Oops. That was fun.
Oops.
I saw this Transmog look on the appearance, you know, in the wardrobe thing, and I'm like, oh, that might work, because the one I want is like a world drop, and yeah, good luck getting that to happen. So I found something suitable, found it on Auction House for 1,000 gold. I'm like, oh, that's cool, I can afford that. Bought it, sent it over, and I was really tired that night, and I had just finished doing a bunch of transmog runs through some raids, and I was selling stuff that was like, oh, can't use. I'm like, all right. Couple of days later, I'm like, oh, I really need to go back in and send that gun over. And I'm looking at my hunter, I'm like, did I already send it? And I'm looking at my bank alt, the bank alt doesn't have it, the hunter doesn't have it. I'm like, I know I bought it. And I'm digging through everything, I'm digging through my bank. The only conclusion I can come to is that I sold it by accident, because it was gone.
Oopsies.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? So that was fun. I did manage to find another one on Auction House, the same exact one. It was 2,000 gold instead of 1,000 gold. So I'm I've thrown 3,000 at this weapon. And then I realized I had to have sold it, because when I went to learn the transmog, it said requires 120 and I was 117. I was like, I had to have sold it then, because I was going through everything that had a red number on it in my tired haze. And I'm just like, vendor,
oops,
vendor.
Yeah.
So, oops. Like, yep. It happened. So I got her to 120, and now I'm just kind of, you know, putzing around, gathering some ore and flowers on her as I have time.
Yep.
And I'm working on some stuff in Fallout that's not WoW-related. They've got an event going on every few weeks for, like, a 10-week stretch or something, where you're on a game piece on a little board, and you can earn stuff for your character.
Ooh.
So I'm working on that with the husband.
Yep.
And then I'm, you know, doing some art stuff on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple of big projects coming up. I've got 2 Christmas presents that I have to figure out. I've got the current project that I'm doing on Friday streams. And so it's just been busy.
Nice. Nice. Busy. Mm-hmm.
Very
busy. It is
the start. What have you been up to this week?
Me? Nothing. Never. I'm never doing anything. Oh, yes. Okay. So, in game-wise, I've been concentrating, actually, on... Well, after killing my working man last week.
Yeah, that had
fantastic. Yes. That was such a great feeling. Not. So, I pulled myself up and went, you know what, let's just see what we can do, because I've got the Tauren Druid, my other passy, my Horde pacifist, sitting over at like 99, and I thought, Can I get to 120 before pre-patch?
Gonna be tight.
It's gonna be tight. So she hit 104 last night. Most of that is archaeology with a bit of herbing. I went to Legion. I went to Azuna. I can hear Fair's voice in my head going, what are you doing? I can hear Execute in the other one going, what are you doing? Just go dig. But I wanted to, you know, I just wanted to kind of branch out a little bit and just see what Legion was looking like, and was a little bit nerve-wracking because obviously you've got the what do you call them, bonus objectives that pop up, and then you're kind of like, I don't want to do this, I just want to pick that herb that's right there. So I flew around Azuna a little bit just to kind of see what the herbs were giving me, and did some discovery XP, was about 1500, not rested.
That's interesting.
So I was kind of like, okay, that's kind of good, but it's still something. Very scary.
Not enough, but...
It's very scary. And picking the herbs was about, I didn't write it down, but I think it was about 7,000.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't that much difference between doing archaeology and picking the herbs, but the fact is it's a lot more peaceful doing archaeology.
Really? See, yeah. I was scared to death on my priest, but I had no stealth options or quick flight options or anything. So it was more intense than Bloodthirsty for me. Ooh. And I was like, oh my god, what is happening? Because I had to dance around a couple mobs, and I kept pulling aggro on a couple of them in this one dig site. I had actually saved going to Legion in my back pocket for like plan F or something.
Yeah.
For if all the other plans failed before then. Because I'm like, well, I have the Sky Golem. I hate using it, but I have it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? In Legion, in High Mountain, there's the Fox Flowers.
Yes.
And they, or the foxtail or whatever the frig it's called, that you can pick, and nothing hostile spawns from them. You get the little fox that'll jump up and it'll leave more flowers on the ground. It's like, I can handle that.
Yeah.
But I never actually ended up needing to do it because I forgot that I could buy stuff from Auction House for Darkmoon Fair, like the little dungeon thingies, and that actually pushed me over the edge.
Yeah.
So I didn't actually go there. But I was thinking about it. I'm surprised that you were brave enough to go to a zoo. I don't know if I would have been.
I did. It was, again, it was kind of one of those things that I wanted to test to see how, because I certainly didn't do that on my Night Elf Rogue when I was leveling her. But it's, like you said, like for the druid, obviously, I can go on a cat form, I can prowl, but the only thing with digging and with mining is you can't stay in flight form. So the only thing that will allow me to stay in flight form is picking herbs. So I wanted to see how it would go in a zone that was level appropriate. And I figured that was the best way. And there's a heap of areas that's got kind of yellow mobs, so it wasn't too scary, as in, oh my god, like there's, you know, red mobs everywhere, or there's flying things and things like that. But I didn't like do the whole discovery. It was just kind of go here, just check this section out. Okay, hang on, bonus objectives, that's right, there's one that pops up in this area, there's one that pops up in that area. Okay, get out of the bonus objective area. You don't want to, you know, I don't want to get myself a combat or a kill, a proxy kill or something like that. So it was just to see, and it's kind of like, well, it's an option. I don't feel like it's probably the best option for me. I think I'll just stick with archaeology and the fishing and cooking dailies, but It's an option. So yeah. But I mean, I'm happy I hit 104 last night. Nice. So, you know, it's slow. It is slow yes. going because you've obviously don't have sap. You can't be a lot sneaky. Like, you can be a little bit, but there's not much you can. It's not as Druid is definitely a lot harder than I thought it was going to be for the pacifist. So it's and watching those mobs, Pat, and I'd be like, walk forward, walk back, walk to the side, whoop, like trying not to aggro yeah. anything. So
oh, absolutely.
It's just like, so
if
yeah.
they go one direction and you start to go in the other, and then they're like, walking
turn around
back
and come
forward.
Straight.
Like, no,
yeah,
no, you walk the other way,
and you're like, stand there going, hi, look, you're gray. Just, you know, don't just, I just want to get that fragment. Like, just stop standing on the bloody fragment. Can you just move? Yeah. Five spaces that way, please. And yeah, so it's quite funny, but we'll get there. I don't think I'm gonna have enough time to do it, but we'll see. So yeah, but 104, I'm happy. Just trying not
to bad.
Do something.
I mean, 99 to 104. I mean, in the limited amount of time that you've had to play, that's not bad.
Yeah, we're getting there, but certainly archaeology is probably a better option, most definitely. So safer,
might be the safer,
if it makes sense.
Option, yeah.
Yeah, so we will see how that goes. But yeah, that's pretty much been my week, other than testing a couple of little things, but was mostly Chromie time and looking at, what's going on. And as I said, Chromie's definitely there in PTR, so that's going to come pre-patch. So,
yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yes, so everything happens from then, which isn't long. So what we'll do, news. Let's go into news. Let me play my bumper. Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alrighty. So what Blizzard did do this week was they did announce that the pre-patch date is October 13th. Shadowlands pre-patch starts in a week and a bit.
Yeah.
So it's coming. They also mentioned that Shadowlands itself has been pushed back. The launch date, they have not released that yet. So they're bringing out pre-patch. They said they've got some end game tuning that they want to do. So therefore they're pushing back the actual launch of Shadowlands. So if you
and
guys
honestly, that felt like the right decision. It kind of being in beta, it felt like it was a little more than just endgame that needed another polish,
yeah,
or just another pass over. But you know what, I think from what I've seen on responses from Twitter from other gamers in the community, not just challengers but as a whole, a lot of people felt that this was a good decision, and I agree with them. I'd rather have a more polished X-Pack ready to go than something that's going to require like 2 months of hot fixes because of how they were so rushed at the end.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with this decision.
And I mean,
that's okay.
That's what Blizzard's been known for from pretty much from day dot, is that if they're not happy to release like the launch or a patch or whatever it is, if they haven't got it to where they're happy with it, they don't release it. So why would we expect anything else from them other than that?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's, you know, so it's coming. As to what that date is, we don't know, but pre-patch itself, it might mean that we get 2 months of pre-patch, not 2 weeks like we originally thought. So
they did say in that same release, and we'll have a link in the post that'll show it to you, That even though pre-patch will be coming in on October 13th, the zombie invasion will not start until it gets closer to the actual release date of Shadowlands. Mm. So it's not going to start on the 13th. We're not going to be in zombie invasion indefinitely. Mm. At least that's how I was reading it. So they'll announce when that's going to start closer to when they have a solid date for when Shadowlands is officially going to come out.
And you know what? To me, I think that's a really good thing because obviously pre-patch, we've got Squish, we've got all the things that are happening. We've got to get
thrown at us.
We've got a lot to do, not only on just getting used to with normal tunes, but obviously this might be a good time to play around with the challenge tunes. Be like, well, what's going on before the zombies hit, before the launch is, you know, people will be able to get their feet as to how Chromie Time's working, where do they want to level, you know, refining what kind of leveling path you want to do. Out your
new leveling path.
Exactly. So, you know, the fact is that we've got a bit longer for pre-patch than we thought. Sweet. As far as I'm concerned, it's, you know, it's all good. It should be a really positive thing. So, 13th, next.
Yeah.
Next week, a week and like 2 days. So, it's not that long away, which is
exciting. We've got something to look forward to.
Yes, exactly. Now, they did also, what were they saying about the impressive influence buff? They're extending that?
Yes, there was some confusion in our Discord as to whether that was the Winds of Wisdom buff they were talking about or the rep buff. Mm-hmm. I went back and did some digging. They are saying that the Impressive Influence buff, which is the 100% reputation gain buff, that has been extended through the end of October. Right. So Winds of Wisdom is still supposed to go away on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, that's what we've seen so far that they've been saying. So it should expect it to go away on the 13th, but the rep buff will continue through the end of October. That rep buff might not matter so much for challengers, but you know, at least you know for your regulars that that will still be going on for people trying to rep stuff up.
Exactly. And like we said, we'll have the links up on the blog post. So if you're unsure, otherwise go check Wowhead and all the information is over there. Now, the other thing that we want to let you know about is now that Blizzard has released the pre-patch date is what will be happening with Challenge Toons with Shadow Labs. So, Shadowlands gives us a whole different... There's so many changes. We know there's lots of stuff that's going to be going on with our challenge tunes. And everyone was probably thinking, oh, well, now that Blizzard isn't forcing us to do certain things, like having a spec, etc., what is going to happen with the challenge tunes? Well, after looking at the options and looking at what's best for us as not only as challenge players, as a community, the admin, which is comes down to Stirstone and myself, have decided that 4 Shadowlands specs will be allowed. So there is going to be no change to what's there. Obviously, for some people, they may want to do a specless hunter, whichever. Look, that is your option. Fine, go for it. But specs are allowed, which also means that current tunes, and I think this is the big one, guys, current tunes will be fine to keep leveling. Okay?
Absolutely.
So there is no grandfathering that stuff in. We don't need to worry about it. By keeping with allowing specs, those tunes that have reached max in previous expansions can continue on their journey and all of that. So that's the decision. Go forth once pre-patch hits, once Shadowlands comes out. Good luck. And we can't wait to see what you guys do from here on in, which is exciting.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
It is really exciting.
And it's the fairest decision across all of the challenges for everybody involved, older tunes, newer tunes. You want to go speckless? Give it a try. If it's not working, go ahead and pick your specs. So. Yes.
Exactly.
You know, it's totally on you. And yes, you'll still be able to change your spec.
Yes, absolutely. So there will not be separate lists, just giving you, letting you know right
now.
We
have enough lists.
We are not doing a separate list for anyone who wants to be specless. So please don't think that that's going to be a thing. It's not. We do have enough lists as it is. As it comes down to, if you want to go specless, hey, that's your choice. The same with, say, for a green man. The fact is, you can put one green on or you can put all the greens on. It's up to you which way you want to do. But for us doing speckless, again, I'm sure there are those out there that are like, hell no, I'm going to do it speckless. Good luck. Have fun with it. Let us know.
You're going to need it.
Yes.
Good luck.
Yes. So go forth and have fun. But Shadowlands allows all specs allowed. So go forth, get ready for leveling those current tunes and for new tunes, which is exciting. All right. Now we had some updates. I'll get you to do. We've got Brewfest and Harvest Festival.
So we've got Brewfest and Harvest Festival going on right now. Harvest Festival kicked off on Tuesday. Now, there's really not so much that you're going to be doing there. It's like a quest. Mm-hmm. There had been some confusion as to whether there was a second quest if you had achieved the Heritage Armor unlock. I never found any concrete evidence to back that up. It was sort of like a quick whisper in comments on Wowhead, and it was gone, and nobody ever came back saying, oh yeah, it's there. So just really the one quest that you're going to get outside either Orgrimmar or Ironforge up by the tables. You're going to go honor your hero, faction, whatever, and then come back. And then you can get a crystal that you can't use. So just, but the food is the big thing. Stock up on your food. You can have 20 of each of the types of foods on you. Those foods are completely challenger friendly. So have at it. Stock up before it goes away, because this food will still stay in your bag. It doesn't go away when the event ends.
You can keep that food.
Those are awesome foods to have. And the little item that you get in your in the mail after you complete the quest, that's fine too. It just gives you one or two pieces of the festival food, so whatever.
Yeah,
has like a 12-hour cooldown, that's fine. So no worries about that. Now both those events are wrapping up on the same day, and that will be on October 6th, so next week. And then we'll have a little bit of a lull before we go into the next event, which will be Hollow's End coming up.
That's right. And by that stage, well, pre-patch will be in, so...
Yeah, we'll be in pre-patch. We might actually be able to get some candy buckets done before the zombie invasion starts, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, fingers crossed. We don't know yet, but, you know, we'll keep an eye out.
Favorite world event! Hello's End! Yay! I can't wait! So it'll be interesting to see what they bring this year, so we will see. Hopefully they give us something new. Please, please, please. Would be exciting. All right. Now let's talk about State of the Challenges. There is no State of the Challenges. Obviously, the website is still in maintenance. Now, as for what maintenance is, it is really only maintenance to the adding and updating of tunes. Again, apologies for taking so long, but there is a lot of stuff that Elky is working through. So at this stage, we will let you know when things are stable to be able to add tunes, update tunes. It's still, she's working through a lot of stuff. So
we promise we will tell you as soon as we know.
We will, exactly. So I know it's frustrating for a lot of you out there, obviously those of you that have made new tunes. There is nothing that we can physically do about it. So until I've got a bit more word as to how Alki's going, we will certainly let you know. So please, it's just all, the code is all very complex, and yeah, that's all I can say.
Very complicated, because Stone's old code is still in there, plus Alminia is still layered on top of it, and Alki has to try to figure out how all of the wires interconnect.
Yes.
And it's a lot. It really is. The site is a lot more complicated than you would think.
Yes.
Because there's a lot going on.
There is. And obviously we're on 9 challenges now, and each challenge has its own complexity. So there's a lot of stuff. But on that note, we do know that there is many of you out there leveling. And again, we know that there has been some exciting news, and obviously due to the fact that we can't get the verification of it is why things are not as per normal. So obviously we get, when someone dings one, max level 120, we get to do write-ups and check and, you know, congratulations, celebrate, and all of that. Make celebrate. Exactly. It's a huge achievement. And obviously for those people that have done some dinging this week, and we've had a few, that it's all a matter of making sure with verification for green flags and all of that. However, we do want to say that Ashes Passy, Zaya, Paro, and Tanny are pacifist challenges that did hit 120 this week. So we have to say congratulations. Also, we had one Green Man challenger, which is Green Blast, whose Rogue Slayer has hit 120.
I'm so excited about that.
120 as well. So as soon as we've got all the verifications and all the flags and all of that, obviously we will be doing write-ups. We will get the information from you guys and go from that. And again, all I can say is congratulations, guys, for one, making 120 on a challenge soon. And we look forward to seeing those green flags and doing the write-ups and hearing your stories for that. So thank you for your understanding and your patience, but we're not going to be doing any write-ups and until all of that comes through with the confirmation that every tune is okay. Because we would hate to have to pull something when we when we're not sure. So we do understand it's frustrating, but we do thank everyone for your patience and your understanding at this time. But again, congratulations, guys, because it's been a busy week, and we know it's going to be busy once all those green flags come through, which I'm sure they'll all come through. We'll be mad scrambling to get the write-ups done and everything up on the website, because we want to say proper congratulations to you all, because it is an amazing effort.
It's a big thing.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, I feel so bad, because like, we do have a little tracker in the Discord for us, so we can see when a challenger that's already listed has hit 120 now. We just don't know if it was green flagged or not. We won't till, like we said, when the website comes up. So we're, congratulations, and we're holding our breath to make sure that they are all still green flagged, because it's been a couple weeks without the tracker to check yourselves. So, we're hoping and holding our breath. Mm. And, as soon as we get those runs green flag verified, I'll be reaching out to each and every one of you.
Yes.
And we'll have a chat about
story
with all your characters.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And we'll get that up on the website as soon as we physically can.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we do look forward to reading many stories in the near future. So again, sit tight, guys. Congratulations again. And can't wait to see where these guys, because we've got Ash, we've got Zaya, we've got Tanny's back playing, which is fantastic. We've got Periton, we've got Rogue Slayer just in the last couple of weeks. Like, oh my God, that's fantastic. So
as long as it's green flagged, I believe that's Rogue Slayer's first max level challenger. So,
I think so.
I'm like, oh, yes, green flagged.
Yes, very, very exciting. Not for all of them. It's just so exciting. So, alrighty. Okay. As we said, this is a short show, so we are keeping it
the two of us.
As short as we can do. So what we'll do, let's do chit chat, and well, you know what, we might keep those for next week because we're doing a short show. It's not a normal show, so you know what, let's just leave chit chat. There's no, it's only you and I can sit here and chit chat for hours, but
yes, we can.
we're not going to subject you to that, guys. So what we might do is, was there anything else that we needed to cover? I think we've covered really the majority stuff for you guys. We just want to get something out there for you. Just the main thing was basically Chromie time to let you know. And Challenger.
That they were,
specs.
They were adjusting the XP rewards from the bonus objectives. They were nerfing them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Think maybe in Warlords or one of the X-Packs.
Okay.
I think that was the only other thing that I saw that was really anywhere near pertaining to us.
Okay. Well, I guess we will see how it goes. And we do know there are still some of you out there doing the testing. And again, let us know. If you see anything, you've tried something, let us know. But I do appreciate the fact that Fair, Nisi, with you and Ross, Executes has been testing as well, like between, so thank you guys. Like, it does help, it gives us the heads up, makes us aware, and as much as you can say, we may not be prepared for what everything gives us with the pre-patch and Shadowlands, it gives us a little bit of preparation to know what's coming. So again, thank you guys for helping with the PTR and the beta testing. I do really appreciate it, so thank you for that. Alrighty. Okay, I think we'll wrap the show up, and that way then it's done and everyone's got at least a little bit of an episode. So do you want to just say our thank yous to our Iron Elites, please?
So we do have an Iron Elite supporter program. If you would like to support us, you can find more information on the website, or, you know, you can sub on Twitch, or, you know, all that stuff. So you guys, your donations help us keep lights on, keep things functioning, and we do greatly appreciate it. It definitely, definitely helps. And, you know, so this is our chance to say thank you. So without further ado, thank you to the following: Aleandris, Asylum, Wynn, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Daenerys, Execute, Bear, Frasley Sparkspan, Gaston, Iron Man Path, Chris W, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, Me, Return of the Mac, Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you guys more than you can possibly understand.
Exactly. Thank you so much for your support. It makes life a lot easier for many things. So thank you guys. And I just wanted to say, I don't think I mentioned it the other week, but yes, I did add myself and Stir, and Stone and Stir have always been there, as well as the mods, and it was just a matter of I've always supported World Challengers in some way, so I never want you guys to think that I don't support what we do, but I certainly do. So I begrudgingly, because I remember Stone would always be like, Anonymous Koala. so yeah, I added my name back in because it's fair enough. If I'm putting Stone and Stir, sorry, what was that?
We could bring back Anonymous Koala.
Exactly. But no, it's you know, So I figured if it's fair enough that I can have, you know, Stone and Stir's name up there as well as like the mods, then it's fair enough to put my name in there. Because of course I support everything that we do, whether it's not monetary or monetary, but we do. So so yeah, so that's, I just wanted to let you know. That's why I've added my name back in. But yes, I was always Anonymous Koala, for those of you that didn't know. That was Stone
well, we
referring
back
to me.
Anonymous Koala. I want to be Anonymous Flamingo. So
well, you know, maybe. Oh, I've just had a thought. Anyway, I'll think about it. Yes, I've just had a really good thought. Anyway, we'll see. As for myself, I, on behalf of Stone, Stir, and myself, I have to always thank the mods, and I have to because you guys rock. The mods that we have that help out. Thank you all so much for everything that you guys do. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Again, words cannot express how much you guys mean to me for all the things that you do, and I have to say thank you. Thank you so much for that. To Elky, who is sorting out our code and has walked into fire? I don't know what you would call it.
Dragon's Lair? I don't know. Everything's on fire and burning. And
to Elky, though, thank you again. Don't forget, everything that gets done, guys, it is volunteer. So we all have real lives that we need to take care of, families and work and all of that stuff. So between not only the mods and our coding queen and myself, there is real life that does have a massive impact on things that go on, which can filter down. So understanding of all of that is much appreciated. Now, I'd like to thank our listeners. Anyone who listens to the show, thank you. Again, apologies to the chat room for Twitch today. Yeah. Sorry. Audio updates, damn you, Windows, and all of that stuff. But if you're listening to the show, thank you for your time, and I hope we've given you some good information so that you can be ready for pre-patch on the 13th of October. So it's coming. It's soon. Yes. All right. So next week, we'll be back. By then, I should have all of the technical audio stuff sorted. So we'll be back next week, Saturday, October 10th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Rogue Slayer will be joining me next week. So I look forward to having a chat with her. And like I said, Sai will be the following week. So he's going to come back and have a chat to us on the 17th, Saturday, October 17th. We'll get him back and have a catch up with him then. So again, apologies, Sai. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, don't forget where you can find us. So the website, you can find all the rules. The website is up, which is wildchallenges.com. Again, the main thing is you can't add tunes or update tunes. The rules are there. The FAQ, everything else is there. The links to the forums, the links to the Twitters, the Discord, the Facebooks, the YouTube channels, all of that's working. It's just basically the side for your tunes. Okay. So the character stuff, which is your updates and the adding tunes. And again, we will let you know as soon as things are able to. Okay, so again, apologies it's taking so long, but it is what it is.
We did get the other stuff, so it's just character interactions to go.
Exactly. So it's close, but it's just not quite there. All right. And don't forget that if you want to listen to the show at the moment, it's probably easy just to pop over to YouTube because the podcast side of stuff is wonky with the website stuff. So Elkie's sorting that stuff out for me. And I'll let you know as soon as all the podcast stuff trickles through. So again, there's a bit of stuff that's being worked on. Well, there's a fair bit being worked on. So yeah. Again.
So character interaction and podcast part are down at the moment, but you can get the older episodes, I think. I'm not sure. I just don't think we can add new ones at the moment. Yeah. Or you can just pop over to the YouTube channel and, you know, we'll have as much as we can over there. And the MP3s will be available as soon as we can upload them for you.
So. Exactly. Or just think that when everything comes up and everything's there, you'll be like, oh my God, there's like 5 whole episodes of WoW Challenges.
God, I know. Right? You can put that on and then you can, you know, on your scout through the pre-patch or whatever. And you know what? That'll be awesome.
Just what they all need is Leader's voice in their ear. Excellent. Anyway, no, I'm joking, guys. Just, again, you know, thank you for your patience on that. All right, if you do want to get in contact with me, there is a couple of ways, and it's probably easier. You can certainly send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. So if you want to do that, you can... Excuse me, even the voice goes when we're not doing the live show. Oh, so you can also get us through the WoW Challenges Twitter account or my account, like Discord, whichever. There is many ways. If you need to talk to a mod, if you need to talk to myself, send us a message. Otherwise, certainly shoot me through an email as well, okay? Niecy, where can people find you?
Okay. Well, if you really, really need to talk to me, this way is probably going to be Discord, and that's Niecy, #4863. I'm the only mod named Niecy in the WoW Challenges Discord, so I'm easy to find. Mm-hmm. You can get me on Twitter @NiecyBGN. Had to think about that for a second. You can also find me on Twitch, streaming a couple of days a week as long as the migraine boss is not affecting me. Mm-hmm. And it's the same channel name, NiecyBGN. And I can be found.
Pretty much, Lee. She can be found. Trust me.
Yes.
I know. I find her all the time. All right. And as for me, again, if you want to find me, Twitter, I'm @LetaWow, which is LeetaWow. Otherwise, Discord, through Facebook, all of those kinds of things. So certainly shoot us through a message if you need to. Let us know if you're doing some, you know, PTR beta. Definitely give us some feedback, you know, all of that kind of stuff. All right. Well, other than that, I think... Lost a lot of thank yous, please.
Okay, so we would love to thank the two folks that made our intro and outro. So yes. Big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on the new intro, and you can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. And big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro, and you can find him on Twitter @Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast. Thank you both very, very,
absolutely.
Very much.
Absolutely. And I must admit, the music for both, as much as, you know, they are completely different, the guys, they're just awesome. I love our intro from Russ that starts the show. It is, every time I hear it, just makes me smile and laugh. And Epic's voice to finish off the show with hearing that outro. Epic, he is a gem. So again, thank you guys so much for that. All right, guys, well, I think we've kept it under an hour. Oh my God.
Well, you know
what,
you can't leave us alone together. That's all there is to it.
Yes, we've done that. So everyone, please just stay safe. We know the world is a crazy place at the moment with all that's going on IRL, so please stay safe out there. And for being in game, again, just be safe, both in and out of game. Have a great week. We should see you back here live next week. Otherwise, Leader's going to be tearing her hair out. But again, apologies. Thank you guys. Have a great week. Thank you, Niecy, for helping. We will catch you next week. Say goodbye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.